AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The sheriff in Santa Clara County in California says the gunman who shot and killed nine people at a rail yard was deliberate and had planned out what he was going to do.
It appears to us at this point that he said to one of the people there, "I'm not going to shoot you." And then he shot other people.
The gunman later killed himself. Sheriff Lori Smith was asked why he did it.
I'm not sure we'll ever actually find the real motive, but we'll piece it together as much as we can from witnesses.
The gunman's ex-wife said he had talked about killing people at work more than a decade ago. President Biden is in Cleveland to push for his economic recovery plan. Republican senators like Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania have told the president,
"We're not raising taxes. We believe that the 2017 tax reform contributed significantly to enabling us to achieve the best economy of my lifetime."
President Biden says Republicans don't like those words, tax and increase.
"We had no problem passing a $2 trillion tax plan. It went to the top 1% that wasn't paid for at all, just increased the debt $2 trillion. Every time I talk about tax cuts for working class people, it's, oh my God. What are we going to do?"
The Louisiana House overwhelmingly passed a bill to prevent transgender athletes from competing on girls' sports teams in schools. Governor John Bel Edwards is expected to veto it. Auditors concluded there's no evidence of fraud or political bias in a controversial New Hampshire election where a recount and audit drew the interest of former President Donald Trump. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told Congress America's troop withdrawal from Afghanistan is slightly ahead of schedule. President Biden ordered a full U.S. troop withdrawal by September 11th. Wall Street, the Dow is higher at the close. This is AP News. Murder charges are being filed in Washington state against two police officers in the death of a black man.
Washington Attorney General Bob Ferguson has charged officers Christopher Burbank and Matthew Collins with second-degree murder and officer Timothy Rankin with first-degree manslaughter in the death of Manuel Ellis last March. Ellis, a black man, died after telling the Tacoma officers who were restraining him that he couldn't breathe. The Pierce County Medical Examiner called his death a homicide while also listing methamphetamine intoxication and heart disease as factors. Ellis died just weeks before the death of George Floyd under the knee of a white Minneapolis police officer, triggered a nationwide reckoning on race and policing. I'm Mike Gracia.
A physician representing a Japanese medical body is warning holding the postponed Tokyo Olympics in 2 months could lead to the spread of variants of the coronavirus. The chairman of the Japan Doctors Union says the International Olympic Committee and the Japanese government underestimated the risks. Ed Donahue, AP News.